Diary, January 1873. January 1st to January 31st, 1873. California. At Elder Loughborough's, we commence the new year with the blessing of God, and yet our earnest desire is to consecrate ourselves wholly to God. Last November the 26th, I entered a new year of my life. I was 45 years old. Wrote 10 pages to Elder Littlejohn after writing closely all day upon my matter for Spirit of Prophecy. For a change, wrote out about dark. Weather unpleasant, rainy and foggy. This is the rainy season for California, but very thankful we are here in this warm climate. We learn the weather east is intensely cold, while here it is as pleasant as May. We awoke, grateful to our Heavenly Father, for rest in sleep and peace of mind. It is very foggy. After spending a few moments in prayer in my room, I exercised in the yard, walking up and down a graveled path for the benefit of my health. We cannot get all the exercise we wish while it is so rainy. We rode to town to put letters in the office. My husband sent one to Brother Smith, called upon Sister Walker, wrote till after candlelight. My husband and I had a very precious season of prayer in the barn. We feel the necessity of making earnest efforts daily to come nearer to God, and plead earnestly for greater light and more strength of body to serve God in speaking and writing out the truth. We have the assurance that God will be our helper. We feel thankful for the rest the Lord has given us during the night. Before breakfast, I wrote 5 pages to my children. Elder Loughborough goes to Petaluma on the cars this morning to have a team at the depot for me this afternoon. I follow in the train at 3 o'clock. Letter sent this morning to our children, written by my husband and myself. We went to Petaluma in the afternoon. We found the roads better than we expected. We drove up to Brother Cassidy's a little after dark. Brother Loughborough had been to the depot for us and was perplexed to know why I did not come. When we came, all felt relieved, as appointments had been given out for me both Sabbath and Sunday at 11 o'clock. We witnessed on our journey the most magnificent sunset we ever looked upon. The setting sun threw its golden rays upon the heavens, flecking the blue and white sky with its golden tints, illuminating the heavens. No artist could produce so grand a picture. Petaluma, California. We arose and walked in the orchard before breakfast. My head troubles me. We attended meeting at 10 a.m. At Sabbath school, I spoke a few words to the children in reference to their lessons. And what went ye out for to see, etc. Matthew 11, verse 7 to 9. I then spoke to the people from Malachi 3, verse 13, and chapter 4, 1 to 3. The ordinances followed. We think it was a profitable season. This is a delightful day. It seems like June weather rather than the 4th of January. Petaluma. We had 3 meetings. I spoke at 11 o'clock upon the life and temptation of Christ in the wilderness. I felt the force of the subject I presented before them. I had the best of attention. I took dinner at Sister Crawford's. My husband spoke in the afternoon upon the reasons of our faith from the Scriptures. He had freedom and an attentive audience. We then rode out 4 miles with Brother and Sister Chapman. They are wholehearted in the truth. We enjoyed our visit with them very much. They have a nice family of 5 children, intelligent and well-behaved. In the evening, my husband spoke upon the coming of Christ. We had a very good meeting, and after it closed, we were told that we could have the Baptist house any time it was not occupied by previous appointments. A good impression is left on the minds of the people. Petaluma. Brother and Sister Cassidy urged us to remain and have an interview with Brother Bowman, whose mind was considerably troubled about the visions. We decided to do so, and Elder Loughborough would go on with the team to Santa Rosa. We had a very profitable interview. We gave due weight to his objections and met them with a spirit of candor. His mind was much relieved. He is in very poor health. We had a praying season before he left. We prayed the Lord to bless and heal his servant and strengthen him for conflict and duty. His wife and children oppose his keeping the Sabbath, and he has a severe conflict. His health being so poor, this bears upon him. We parted with him feeling that our tarry was in the order of the Lord. We took the cars at 5:30 and got to Santa Rosa about 6:15. Found Elder Loughborough waiting for us. Santa Rosa, California. It is a foggy morning. A board is fastened against the wall, one for my husband and one for myself, that we can stand up and write instead of sitting down. I commence to prepare matter for the instructor. I wrote Brother Kellogg 6 pages of notepaper. Sent my children 4 pages. Copied 7 pages of matter I wished to preserve.
Rode out with my husband about 5 miles and back. Went to the post office. No mail. The boat had not come into Donahue to connect with cars. I felt too weary to pray that night, but thought of our Savior toiling all day in teaching and healing the sick. And then, although weary with his labor, devoting the whole night to prayer, and then renewing his labor the next day, I resisted my weariness and cried the more earnestly to God. His sweet peace came upon us. We all felt his blessing. I was paid 1,000 times for the effort I made against the weariness of the flesh. Santa Rosa. I feel my lack of sleep during the night. My husband was quite sick. I kindled fires at 2:00, gave him an emetic. He suffered much pain. We cried to the Lord for help. He heard our prayer. We retired at 3:30 and slept till morning. My husband was still in considerable pain. He has labored very hard, writing nearly all the day previous. Elder Loughborough gave him treatment. I finished my article for instructor. No cars with mail. The boat was lost in fog. We rowed out some distance. We had our season of prayer in the barn of Elder Loughborough. We pleaded earnestly with God for strength of body to glorify him. We believe he will hear us. Already do we realize that God does help us. We walked about 1 mile. Closed up matter for instructor. Had season of prayer and retired to rest. Santa Rosa. We rested well during the night. My head feels the effect of much writing and little exercise. I walked in the yard and exercised what I could before breakfast. Wrote 4 pages to Addie and Jenny Merriam. Sent it in this morning's mail. Wrote 4 pages to Sanford Rogers. My husband, Sister Hall, and myself walked 3 miles in the afternoon. We had a beautiful view, from a high eminence, of the patches of brown cultivated lands interspersed with bright green patches of wheat and verdure. I received 2 letters, one from Messer Smith. We rose early to prepare to go to San Francisco. My heart is inexpressibly sad. This morning, I take into candid consideration my writings. My husband is too feeble to help me prepare them for the printer. Therefore, I shall do no more with them at present. I am not a scholar. I cannot prepare my own writings for the press. Until I can do this, I shall write no more. It is not my duty to tax others with my manuscript. We arrived at San Francisco at 12:00. Took the cars for Bryant Street. walked up to Sister Roland's with two tolerably heavy satchels. Found Sister Roland sick with erysipelas of the eye and face. I then walked to Sister Stipp's, found eating a lunch of bread and baked apples. Joined him, and then my husband and myself walked to Brother Burton's, and walked from Brother Burton's to Sister Roland's. Visited her, and we prayed with her. Then walked to Brother Stipp's. In the evening, walked again to Brother Burton's from Brother Stipp's and back again. My teeth pain me. My spirit is very sad indeed. I will not let go my hold on God. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Habakkuk 3, verse 17-18. San Francisco. We rested well last night. This Sabbath morning opens cloudy. My mind is coming to strange conclusions. I am thinking I must lay aside my writing I have taken so much pleasure in and see if I cannot become a scholar. I am not a grammarian. I will try, if the Lord will help me, at 45 years old, to become a scholar in the science. God will help me. I believe He will. We had a well-filled house. There were several strangers out to hear. We were pleased to see Sisters Roper and Billet and one of their Presbyterian sisters. Elder Loughborough spoke from Jeremiah 29, verse 11. He was free and his subject very interesting. He applied the text with considerable force to the preparation for the coming of the Lord. I then spoke upon Luke 21, verse 34 to 36. I spoke of the sacrifice made by Christ for us and his bearing the test Adam failed to endure in Eden. He stood in Adam's place. He took humanity, and with divinity and humanity combined, he could reach the race with his human arm while his divine arm grasped the infinite. His name was the link which united man to God and God to man. The blessing of the Lord rested upon us. All felt the power of the truth. The melting love of Christ pervaded the house. Tears flowed freely. Opportunity was given for all that desired to bear testimony. Nearly all spoke, and deep feeling pervaded the house. I was urged at the close of the meeting to go to different places to dinner. But my husband was at Brother Stipp's, and I felt it duty to go there. Sister Ball went with us. In the afternoon, we called upon Sister Jones, found Sister Billet there. We conversed and prayed with these sisters. We had a very precious season. We then visited Sister Hall, who was sick at Brother St. John's. We had a precious season of prayer with our sister. In the evening, had conference meeting. Then my husband spoke upon the coming of the Lord. The house was well filled, and the subject was deeply interesting. San Francisco. We cannot have meeting today in Excelsior Hall, for the Adventists keeping the first day have the use of it. We spend the day in visiting. My husband attended meeting of the First Day Adventists at the hall. I went before him to ex-Governor Holden's. Elder Loughborough and my husband took dinner with us. We enjoyed our visit. He treated us very cordially and asked us to call upon them again. We prayed with them before leaving them. On our return to Brother Chittenden's, we passed an extensive building being erected by the Catholics for a college. They are very strong in the city of San Francisco. We observed some excitement and saw over our heads a balloon going up with a lady and gentleman in the basket. This scene, persons venturing their lives for amusement, does not interest us as much as to hear that our Savior is soon to come in the clouds of heaven. In the evening, my husband spoke with freedom upon the coming of the Lord. I followed upon the preparation necessary for his appearing. We had a house full of interested listeners. There were quite a number of strangers present, and we have strong hope that if meetings continue to be held, there will be an ingathering of souls. San Francisco. We called upon Sister Burton to investigate reports that she had made in reference to entertaining Elder Loughborough. The statement was made to Sarah Rowland. Sister Burton denied making the statement. Sister Stipp and myself then went to Sister Rowland's and told her. We feared that Sarah had not made a correct statement. Sarah was called and calmly stated what Sister Burton had said. We took Sarah and went down to Sister Burton's, and Sarah there repeated the statement of Sister Burton. Sister Pebworth corroborated the statement of Sarah. Sister Burton said that she had forgotten that she had made the remarks she did. Oh, my soul! Is it so that there is no home or hearts open to receive the servants of God in the city? Must souls go to ruin because of the selfishness of professed Christians? What are we coming to? May the Lord open the eyes that are blinded by selfishness to see that it will prove their ruin unless they get rid of every particle of it. San Francisco. We called upon Sister Ball to accompany me to Lone Mountain to Brother Diggins. We did not find him at home. Sister Diggins has been much afflicted with pain in her head. She was improving. We visited with her and prayed with her. We called upon the daughter-in-law of Brother Walker. She is a woman carrying a living trouble. Her husband is a gambler and treats her with neglect and disrespect. We returned upon the streetcar to the rented rooms of Sister Hall. She found the address of Sister Miller, and we took the Howard streetcar to reach them. We found a young lady visiting with Sister Miller. We had a pleasant interview. We called upon her next-door neighbor, Mrs. Kitchen. Here we found a good Christian woman. She was hungering for religious society and conversation and prayer. She is in delicate health and unable to attend meetings much. She sees so much pride in the churches and so little genuine piety. She feels like one alone. We prayed with these sisters and the lady visiting them. We invited her to come to the hall to meetings. She thought that she could not because of her child. We told her to bring her child. We thought she would not be disturbed by its crying. Her countenance lighted up. She thought if she could come, it would be a privilege. She said she had been used to going to meetings when a child, but the churchgoers are now so proud and dress so expensively, she could not clothe herself in any such apparel. Therefore, she must remain at home. Our friends seemed highly pleased with our visit and pleaded with us to come again. San Francisco. We arose early and prepared to go out visiting the sick. We walked out before breakfast, called on Brother Stipp. We took breakfast at 7. We called on Brother Conkright. We then took the cars for Howard Street and looked for a house to rent between 12th and 13th Street. Called on Sister Miller. We then rode to 7th Street and walked to Sister Rowland's. We found her some better, although she is unable to be up. We conversed and prayed with her and left her in the hands of God. My husband and myself walked to St. John's number. We called to see Sister Hall. She was better. We conversed and prayed with her. We had a precious season of prayer. We left her in the care of our Heavenly Father, and I returned to Brother Chittenden's. My husband went to the post office for letters. We met at Brother Chittenden's and took dinner with them. We then rode to post office in the horse car. Walked from there to boat. We had a very beautiful day. The scenery was very beautiful. My husband slept one half an hour. We took the cars at blank in good season. Found Brother Loughborough waiting for us at depot. All seemed glad to meet us again, and it was pleasant to meet with our friends after being separated about 1 week. We received letters from Brother Kellogg and our children, and from Brother Belden at Battle Creek. Santa Rosa, California. We were blessed with a good night's rest. Had but little time for exercise before breakfast. Took breakfast at 7 o'clock. Rode with my husband to depot to put letters on board the train of cars. Sister Loughborough and myself visited Brother Hewitt. Brother Hewitt we met on his way to his work. We had a very pleasant interview with Sister Hewitt. We united with her in prayer. We felt special freedom in supplication to God in behalf of the family. Sister Hewitt invited me to spend the night with them. We returned well satisfied with this brief visit. Sister Hewitt rather complainingly said, "Why does the Lord favor some more than others? Why does He give you ability to make so beautiful a prayer when I can scarcely pray at all?" "Do not," I said, "complain of God. He is good, and His mercy endureth forever." While Sister Hewitt has turned her mind in the direction of getting riches, they have not turned their minds and trained them to become intelligent Christians. Took dinner with Brother Walker's family. We had a pleasant visit. We then rode 11 miles to Brother Dimmock's. Spent the night. Had a very hearty welcome and enjoyed our visit. We walked out on the campground. It was dry, and we bowed before God and had a praying season. My husband, Lucinda Hall, and myself united in vocal prayer. Santa Rosa. I am sensible of having a severe cold. My husband will speak in the forenoon. I will take bath, and if better, speak in the afternoon. We walked to Brother Cook's to see Elder Loughborough. Brother Cook informed that his wife presented him with a little daughter at 5 o'clock that morning. We visited with Sister Cook. We found her doing well, cheerful, and happy. Brother Cook gave us an account of Quaker friends that had visited them. They conversed upon the truth with them. They were interested and returned home and have been keeping the Sabbath. We shall visit Brother Stickney when the roads become passable and shall then call upon the family mentioned. They are so anxious to hear the truth preached. They have not yet heard a discourse upon present truth. I was unable to attend meeting. Took sweat bath. My husband spoke in forenoon. Elder Loughborough conducted the ordinances and conference meeting. My husband did not remain through the services. I spoke to the people in the evening with a measure of freedom. Santa Rosa. I realize my cold in soreness of flesh and muscles, yet I must not think of yielding to this. I feared that Sister Young's son would remain away from meeting to get dinner for us. We wished to tell them to attend meeting, and we would call upon them some other time. We learned by our call that it would make no difference in their attending meeting. My husband spoke in the forenoon with some freedom. We took dinner at Mr. Young's. We had a very pleasant interview. We felt sad to see that Mr. Young was sacrificing his eternal interest to obtain a situation favorable to obtain good wages. He was powerfully convicted at the camp meeting and took his position on the truth. But he became discouraged, for he was in debt, and entered into business where he could not keep the Sabbath. Sad, sad indeed. In the afternoon, I spoke upon the temptation of Christ in the wilderness. Stephen was present. I had freedom in speaking to the people. There seemed to be some interest to hear. We returned to Brother Downing's to rest. We spoke unitedly in the evening. My husband spoke 45 minutes. I spoke above 30. The house was well filled. Many wept.
Lovely day. We awoke refreshed with sleep.
After we had taken breakfast and had prayers, we walked to the Youngs. He had left for his business. We prayed with his mother and his wife and his children, and said goodbye, and returned to Brother Downing's. We then prepared to go about 8 miles to Brother Bond's. It was an excellent road most of the way. The scenery was novel and very beautiful. We walked some and rode most of the way. We arrived all safe at Brother Bond's in good season. We found them close by the mountains. We were introduced to Brother and Sister Bailey. She is sister to Sister Bond. Their shanty is small, but when inside seems quite roomy and not unpleasant. Mr. Bailey has a ranch 1/4 of a mile from here. He cordially invites us to spend some weeks at his house. We shall have a room in which to write, and he will accompany my husband on an excursion to the geysers, to the water to catch fish, and to the mountains to view the scenery. We are grateful for this hearty, courteous invitation. We prayed with the friends and returned to Healdsburg. Purchased silk dresses. We have another glorious morning. We purchased some things below cost. We prepared to return to Santa Rosa. Tarried with Brother Dimmix till after dinner. Called upon Mrs. Madison on our way to Santa Rosa. They received us cordially and urged us to visit them again. We arrived at Elder Loughborough's a little after dark. We received letters from Edson, Willie, and Brother Kellogg. Also one of length from Sister Lockwood, and one from Addie Merriam. I wrote letters to Brother John Harmon, and one to Edson White. Santa Rosa. It is another lovely morning. We devoted some time to writing. Our colds affect our heads. Wrote 10 pages to Elder Littlejohn in answer to his letter received the evening before. My husband took treatment. In the afternoon, we went over to Brother Walker's and helped Brother Cornell label the specimens of curiosities which he had gathered. Towards evening, rode out. Received quite a number of letters. It is another beautiful day. We wrote some letters. Sister Hall and myself packed away the specimens until we should get more time to pack them carefully to send to Michigan. My husband took pack again today with good effect. After dinner, Sister Hall accompanied my husband and myself to Petaluma. We had a delightful ride. The scenery was very beautiful. The bright green wheat contrasting with the brown earth makes a very beautiful picture. We arrived at Brother Moore's about dark. We were heartily welcomed. We had a very pleasant visit and profitable season of prayer at night before retiring to rest. I had some very profitable conversation with Sister Moore. Petaluma. The sun rose beautifully again this morning. We ate breakfast and then had prayers, and Brother Moore took us to the depot in his fruit wagon, drawn by 2 powerful horses. We met on the train Brother and Sister Young and their son William. They remained in the city until Monday. On the boat, I wrote 5 pages to my sister Caroline. Our trip on the water was very pleasant. We went directly from the boat to post office, then in streetcar to Brother Chittenden's. Were received heartily. In evening, we walked 6 miles. We attended the Chinese mission school and were much interested in the exercises. San Francisco. My husband and myself both spoke upon the Sabbath. We had considerable freedom. There were a goodly number out. I spoke very plainly to the people in regard to following the light. My husband spoke upon the seal. In the afternoon, we visited Sister Roland and Sister Hall. Prayed with them. We were very weary when we returned to Brother Chittenden's. San Francisco. We had a beautiful day. I felt sick. Feared that a day of sickness was before me. I consented to ride upon the lake with my husband and Brother and Sister Chittenden and Brother Vincent. We took dinner by request with Sister Roland. Old Sister Hall was with us. We were much pleased to meet Brother Stickney. He was on business to the city. San Francisco. My husband is not as well as usual. He has, I fear, had too much physical exercise. We had an interview with brother and sister Young and their son William. The son wanted advice in regard to going to Battle Creek to attend the denominational school there. We advised him to wait until conference. In the afternoon, we rode to post office. In the afternoon, engaged the house on Howard Street. Had interview in evening with brother and sister Stockton and sister Ball. We enjoyed a friendly visit with these friends at brother Chittenden's. San Francisco. We visited the Chinese Temple of Gods and witnessed the painful sight of the devotion of the Chinese to their senseless idols. They reverently clasped their hands, swaying them up towards their head and down three times as they bent their bodies in devotion to their gods. This was done before each idol. There were no less than 10 idols in this temple. They had bowls and cups of food in them placed before their idols. Oh, how sad that such superstition should exist in a Christian land! We met some Christian Chinese who explained their gods to us. He said he no more worshipped Josh, their god, it was all superstition. We then called on Sister Billet. She was not in. We called on Sister Dunavant. Sister Billet came in, and we had a profitable interview with her. A number assembled, and we had a social season of singing. I was very weary. I wrote letter to Brother Lockwood. Brother Morton came to see us. We had not met him before. We are favorably impressed with his appearance. He is on his way to singing convention at Santa Rosa. I received a long letter from Addie Chamberlain. San Francisco. We visited Sister Rowand, Sister James, Sister Burton, Sister Stipp, Sister Hall, and Sister Dunavant. There is a great lack here of coming up and engaging in the work of setting their own hearts in order, doing and feeling as Christians should. We appointed a meeting at 6:30 to talk with the brethren and sisters, but there were none there at the hour, making the appointment a failure. We received letters from Brother Canwright and copy of letters from William Miller to his children. San Francisco. It is a beautiful, clear morning. My husband left San Francisco for Santa Rosa. Brother Stockings accompanied him. Sister Ball called, appointed a meeting with her at Sister Dunavant's. Sister Hall and myself walked to milliner's for hat that had been pressed and bleached. Paid 50 cents. Sister Hall went on to Mrs. Kitchen's to tell her we should not take her house. I called upon elderly Sister Hall. Had an interview with her. At Sister Dunavant's, we met Sisters Hall, Ball, and Sister Lucinda Hall. There, matters of difference were talked over. Sister Dunavant was calm and unimpassioned, while Sister Ball acted unchristian, constantly breaking in while others were talking, and talking in an excited manner. She manifested decidedly an unchristian spirit. We felt that the differences between them might easily be settled if there were only a disposition to crucify self, and this we saw an unwillingness to do. Twice we prayed earnestly for God to soften the hearts of us all. After laboring from 6:30 until 10, we were compelled to leave with no better feelings existing than when we came. It was cold and raw. We walked after 10 o'clock back to Brother Chittenden's. I was so weary I could scarcely stand. San Francisco. I am suffering with severe headache. My heart was so very sad I could not sleep for some time last night. I thought how hard for one to see or know his own faults. It is a very unpleasant day. I looked over my writings and tried to do something with them. I did not go outdoors through the day. In the evening, At the commencement of the Sabbath, we missed Brother Chittenden. He did not come home till past 12. We were so anxious we arose several times to inquire if he had returned. I advised Sister Chittenden and L. Hall to go in search of him. They learned of Brother Vincent that he was seeking to save a sailboat in his care from being broken upon the rocks. We think our brethren should not place themselves in positions where they will be required to infringe on the sacred hours of God's time. The night was a hard night for me. I was feverish and could not sleep. My teeth troubled me.